Rest upon our feet, please. Let's close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and sing this song loud and clear. Everything you are going to do here tonight, do it from the bottom of your heart. Holy Ghost, do it again, again, do it again in my life. Upon the again, do it again in my life. We see the hope of the truth. And pass me now to John to see if you're my own book. Why on others thou art holy? Do not pass me. Savior, 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 Savior. Savior. Savior, hear my humble cry. Hear my humble cry. On all that thou art holy. Do not pass me. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 hear my humble cry. Hear my humble cry. On all that thou art holy, you not pass me by. And now I love this and great. Hallelujah. Great King above all that, our Lord. Oh yes, we serve great King. Hallelujah. But Jesus found. Hallelujah. Found the sheep that went astray. But his loving, but his loving arms around me. Complete in him. I am complete. Sing it loud and clear. Oh yes. Oh yes. Complete. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Oh yes. Complete. Hallelujah. John. 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 It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Send that fire, the Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire, fire. Send the fire, Holy Ghost. Send the fire. The fire against the Holy Ghost. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Holy Ghost on fire. Jesus on fire. Fire burning. Fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Jesus on fire. Fire burning. Lord God, that has made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Our Lord God, that has made the heavens and the earth by thy house. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Hallelujah, nothing too difficult for thee. Hallelujah, great and mighty God. Great in counsel, mighty in thee, mighty in thee. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult. You, I am the Lord. I'm the Lord. Hallelujah. Is there anything too high? Oh, hallelujah, is there anything too high for you? Hallelujah, is there anything too high for you? Yes, behold, I'm the Lord. Anything to ask for. Hallelujah. Is there anything to ask for? Is there anything to ask for? Johan, I've been to Calvary. I dip my hand in the blood of the Lamb. I drink the blood of Jesus. My life has been made. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My life has been made. My life has been made whole. Go on. My life has been made whole. My life has been made whole. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. My life has been made. The fullness of thy golden bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of thy golden bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of thy golden bodily dwelleth in the Lord. Oh, complete. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Complete. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The psalmist says, thou anointest my head with oil. And as a result of that anointing, my cup runneth over. This is why you need to pray this prayer seriously. My stolen oil.
My stolen oil.
Somebody needs to shout this prayer loud.
My stolen oil.
Hear the word of the Lord.
My stolen oil.
Gather back to my head. Can you say that loud? Gather back to my... In the name of Jesus, command the stolen oil to gather back to your head. Gather back to my head. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your grace and your power. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Tonight, specially open our understanding. Specially lay your hands upon us. Specially anoint us for breakthroughs. As many people as are here tonight, and there is a long-term problem, a stubborn yoke, problems that refuse to go away, situations that are mocking your God. As many people as are here tonight, and they are in that category, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, receive your deliverance now.
Receive it, 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 receive it,
in the name of Jesus. Any power withholding your instrument of advancement, any power withholding the register of your laughter, any power sitting on the compilation of your testimonies, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, receive your deliverance from those powers now. Let those powers be destroyed. Let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Listen to tonight's message very, very carefully. Whether you are young or old, does not matter. Whether you are a minister or you are not a minister, does not matter. But listen very, very carefully. Bow down your heads tonight. Tell the Lord to specially minister to you and lay his hands upon your life. Talk to the Lord now. Amen. The tragedy of comfort zones. The tragedy of comfort zones. There is a place known as comfort zone. That's what we're looking at here tonight. You will do well to listen carefully. Every blessing of God has an address. If the address for your blessing has been shifted by heaven, but because you are enjoying where you are, or you think you are okay, and therefore you settle, and you do not go to that forwarding address, it is a big tragedy. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Genesis 12, 1. Now, the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country am from thy kindred. I'm from thy father's house. Unto a land that I will show thee. When you obey that one, and I will make of thee a great nation, I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. But all those blessings are conditional on Abraham getting out of where he was. The place Abraham was living before was Ur of Chaldees. It was the most advanced place in the world as of that time. Archaeologists found that those places were highly advanced at that time. While other people were riding horses and things like that, these people were already developing things looking like chariots, looking like things that can move the way our cars move. While other people were fetching water on their head, archaeologists found that in the Ur of Chaldees, they already had water pipes to take water and distribute water around the place. It was a comfortable place. But the voice came to him, although you find comfort in that place, get out of that place. Then I will make thee great. In Luke chapter 9, I read from verse 28. Luke 9:28. And it came to pass, about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spake of his disease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. Verse 33. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tabernacles. One for thee, one for Moses, one for Elijah. Not knowing what he said. The place was so sweet, so lovely, so glorious. Peter said, why do we have to leave this place? Let us settle down here. Beloved, hear me and hear me well. There is a tragic place where no man of destiny will ever tarry. There is a location that has caused many destinies to sink. That location is called the comfort zone. What is a comfort zone? A comfort zone is an area where you feel satisfied, an area where you feel strong, an area where you feel confident, an area where you feel secured, an area where you feel cozy, you feel sleepy, a place where you feel contented. Comfort zones are areas that are convenient for us and we focus our desires there. Comfort zones are those areas where we feel we don't want to deny ourselves anymore. We are okay. A comfort zone is an area where somebody feels comfortable. A comfort zone is an area where somebody feels safe. An area where somebody feels free from threat, free from challenges. A comfort zone is a life that is marked by ease and familiarity. A comfort zone is your own private space that you have carved for yourself. A space where you carve for yourself and no other person there comes in. A comfort zone is at that arena where any infringement can cause major disaster. A comfort zone is that part of least resistance. Nobody's resisting you. A comfort zone is the easiest pathway. A life or style of comfort as far as there is no drastic change. A comfort zone is that private space that you do not want to move from. You are there, you don't like moving at all. A comfort zone is an area where you feel you are highly established and your feet cannot be removed. A comfort zone is an area where you have gotten to
and everything you are doing, you are doing it effortlessly. A comfort zone is that area where you are the little king there, you give the orders. A comfort zone is the area where you are good, but it is really not your best. This is a dangerous place to be, beloved. And sometimes when God wants to shake us out of that comfort zone, we resist it like mad, not knowing that it's taking us to a better place. It's taking them to a better country, a better place. There is mental comfort zone. You have conditioned your brain to only learn certain things. You don't want to learn anything again. It's very strange and it's very sad that at 40, 45, 50, even sometimes at 35, some people don't feel like learning anything again. Look at this thing. Look. I can't bother myself. Let the children be learning that. Mental comfort zone. Some people are sitting around here claiming they have been born again for years. But the only memory verse they know is the one they learned in Sunday school when they were small. I'm getting old. The brain is old now. So I can't worry myself like that. There is too much wahala, too much problem. I don't want to worry myself. So they have developed a mental comfort zone. You do not want to read. Many people too don't want to read anything. You call yourself a pastor. Call yourself an executive. Call yourself a high-flying student. How many books have you read in the last 1 year? This year I started now. How many books have you read? Nothing stops you from being the highest in your career. But to develop a comfort zone, get into trouble. A young lady, tiny lady like that, came to me some other time. And she needed some assistance to do for her education. So we offered her the assistance. And she went on her knees. I said, "Thank you very much, sir." I said, "No, don't kneel down. I don't want any thank you from you at all. The only thank you I want from you must work hard and come out with a beautiful result." I just said that to her and walked away. I didn't know that those words that I spoke to her that day, they energized her like hot wine. With that aggression of what she had, she dipped herself into her studies. And now, to the glory of God. I was so excited last week when she came. I said, "Gio, I just come to tell you those words you spoke that day, that you don't want any kneeling down or thank you. I should go and walk. It pushed me." Say, "I'm the first person in our department to have a first class as a result of that." Those words pushed her out of her comfort zone. Pushed her to the level she thought she could not achieve. Many, like Moab, they have settled down. Settled down. What can I do now? Nothing. At 50, what can I do now? At 35, I already say, you call me daddy, call me papa, call me mama. They are calling you mama at 31, 32. You don't know that is problem. Anytime when I hear people calling my wife Mommy Joe, I say, "Hey, mom, mama, papa. So they are prophesying on you to age. And you are rejoiced. And so, your leg is good. You bought walking stick. Say, "Why do you have this walking stick?" That's the style. That's the style. Walking stick. There was a man in the plane. He was going around the cabin in the aircraft. The cabin is his first class cabin. He was going around and showing people his walking stick. "Say, you see this walking stick? It's gold. Gold. I use a golden walking stick." He didn't have a bad leg, he's just stuck. All of a sudden, the voice of the pilot came. "At, well, we want to land, but we cannot land. The wheel to make the plane land has refused to come out from under the plane. So, all of you get ready. We must crash land this plane. But before we crash land the plane, we'll be flying it over the sea so that we discharge our fuel inside the sea. so that when it crash land, there won't be too much fuel to make it catch fire.
The man with the walking stick sat down
for once. He sat down. He stood up. He sat down. He stood up. The air was saying, sit down, sit down. He used the walking stick to beat the woman while others were praying. He was a comfort zone man. I didn't know what to do. There is nothing wrong if at your age of 50, 55, you don't know anything about computer, go and learn it. Unless you have entered into mental comfort zone. And you put your brain in a cage. And the human brain is an interesting instrument. If you tell it, it cannot perform, it will agree with you. A lot of people are inside financial comfort zone. So they are doing okay. They have enough. It's all right for them. And they have settled down. That is where we want to stay. They don't know there's a greater level to go. So there are different kinds of mental comfort zones like this. But the truth is this. God places many of his blessings outside our comfort zones. He places many of his blessings outside that comfort zone. Those of you who are following up the trend in Mountain of Fire, found that this January, the geo has rotated all the senior pastors all over the world. So they can move around a little bit. Allow the congregation to enjoy another person's anointing. And then get out of what most people had converted to comfort zones. And go to another zone and see what God can do. It's a tragedy sometimes when pastors come to me crying.
You are our Father in the Lord. And we know that you are always very, very objective and fair. How can you allow them to transfer me from a church of 500 people to one of 100? It is demotion. It is demotion. Joe, don't allow this to happen. That's why you are our Father.
And I look to their faces. Do you know what God wants to do in your life in that place? Do you know that this place you sat down upon and you glue your buttocks to may be your burial place if you are not careful? Do you know that that place where you are, where already the people there have no respect for anything you are doing again, they may eventually finish up? Do you know the blessing God has for you in that place? God places many of his blessings outside our comfort zone. Somebody invited one of the foremost women professors in this country to Mountain of Fire. She had great affliction in her. She came here when this place was just Auditorium A. And we were catching fishes in that place. And there was plenty of mud and mush around. And people come to our services. Sometimes the ladies, they remove their shoes to enter our auditorium. So that the mud will not spoil their shoes. She came that day. The service was full. So the only place you could get a seat was by a place where the one smelling gutter was running over there. She stood by the gutter with her Bible. One of our former students in the university was passing by. I said, madam, prof, you come here? I said, sorry, oh. So this is the place you can get to sit. The professor answered him. I may be sitting by the gutter or pond, whatever name you call it. But the blessing I'm receiving where I'm sitting down here is better than the one I was receiving in my cathedral. There was a woman who had a special seat at the front of the cathedral church, now sitting by the pump or gutter somewhere else. It moved. She moved out of her comfort zone. And that was the end of her affliction. If she had stayed in her comfort zone, the demons of the comfort zone would have finished her. God places many of his blessings outside our comfort zones. So we have to come out of that comfort zone to get it. Breaking through a comfort zone is an uncomfortable experience. We all have comfort zones that battles the best in us. It is better to be uncomfortable and be the center of God's business than to be comfortable and be lost. The Bible says, a dry muscle with peace is better than living in a house full of meat.
full of strife. Every believer, listen to me, must desire to be better. But that better cannot be achieved when we limit ourselves to the satisfaction of our comfort zone. Unless we have the determination to be better, achievement cannot go higher. Unless we have the determination to be better, our goals cannot be reached. Unless we have a determination to be better, the program of God for our life cannot be pursued. What am I saying here tonight? Being better cannot be achieved when we limit ourselves to our comfort zone. Before I traveled to England for a PhD, I was in a cathedral-like church. I was given a big post, comfortable seat, clean environment, and so on and so forth. Until God said, get out. Get out to where? Say, go to Makoko. To where? We started a fellowship. Inside a shop, to leave a cathedral-like church and go inside a shop. It is a complete departure from the comfort zone. If not for my departure from that comfort zone that I had then, you probably will not know me anywhere today. But I had to get out. Those who saw me laughed at me. They said, if we had studied mathematics, we would have said you've gone mad. How can you leave that kind of place? Here, this kind of environment, dirty, all kinds of things, proper vehicles don't go there. The vehicles that apply the place, they have no windscreen. They were laughing at him. But from that comfort zone, God did what he wanted to do. Obeying the Holy Spirit sometimes is a risk. And we must risk being obedient to the Holy Spirit. We must not allow our comfort to dictate our behavior. The reason a lot of women are in serious bondage today is because they want comfort at all costs. Unfortunately for them, most men don't have that kind of comfort in their pocket. That's why a brother can go to a sister and say, I want to marry you. And the sister will look at him and say, you? Where do you work? He says, so and so place. How much are you paid? He says, 5,000 naira. Do you have a car? I just said my salary is 5,000. How can I have a car? Okay, you live in a flat or in a room? Who is your father? And the man answers. He says, sorry, I do not need to pray. You cannot carry my load. We must not allow our comfort to dictate our behavior. That's why that ancient Anglican church prayer is still very relevant today. The prayer says, in our times of comfort, good Lord, deliver us. In our times of comfort, good Lord, deliver us. Because that comfort you seem to enjoy might be the burial place of your better place. That place you have limited yourself to, and you are not ready to examine other terrains, may be the burial of your destiny. May be where nobody hears about you again. Comfort has the capacity to terminate progress. Comfort has the capacity to resist change. Comfort has the capacity to confuse us. Comfort has the capacity to influence us to believe that we don't need to do better. But if you want to be a true disciple of Christ, you need to reach beyond your comfort zone. When you stay put in your comfort zone, it gives rise to limited and misplaced commitment. If you are a doctor here, I don't see why you cannot rise higher than you are. If you are a lawyer, I don't see why you cannot rise higher than you are where you are. Whatever business you are doing, I don't see why you cannot make an extra effort. Just go higher a little bit than what you are doing now. Comfort zone. They have restricting and restraining power. The comfort zone, beloved, is a dangerous state to be in. Very dangerous to be in. Some are running away from the work of God now. That means one will be fasting every day.
He's tough, oh. Every day fasting. I was in a place, a young people's meeting, and they threw a question at me and my wife. They said, "Our Father in the Lord, tell us, how many hours do you sleep a day?" I said, since 1970 something, I've trained myself to sleep for only 4 hours. My wife said, "No, it's less. No, it's not up to 4 hours. You want to sleep for 8 hours every day. That means if you live for 75 years, you have slept for 25 years. And what have you gotten out of it? Comfort zones, they produce lazy and irresponsible people. They say, idle hands are the devil's playground. If you want your coast to be enlarged, hear me and hear me well. You need to get out of that comfort zone. If you want to experience God's total protection, you get out of your comfort zone. I was telling some people something in Port Harcourt yesterday. Because I was in Port Harcourt yesterday. We are small boys. We went on evangelism. We left the comfort of our homes to go into the thick villages in the bush. If I ask some of our young people here now, let's go into a forest to preach. Some will say, there are insects that will bite me there. There is tambolo there. Bite me. Termite. All kinds of things. We went. And immediately we enter into the place. The first person we minister to said, you small boys, what are you doing here? Say, you see that Baba sitting there? Talk to him first. If you're able to talk to that man, everybody in this village will listen. And we went. Three of us. When we got there, man said, "Yes. What do you want?" He said, "We have come to preach unto you the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." He said, "Do you know why? Who you are talking to?" He said, "No." He said, "It was the senior witch doctor and the chief priest of the village." We said, "It doesn't matter, sir." He said, "You want to die?" We said, "No, sir. We died before we came here." He said, "You died and you are still talking. You didn't understand us." He said, "Okay. Did you tell your parents we are coming here?" He said, "We did not tell them." He said, "Do your parents want to cry?" He said, "No." He said, "Okay. If you want me to listen to what you have to say, say, I dare you to enter into that hut. If you enter into that hut and you come out alive, then I believe what you are saying." There were three huts there. Say, "Baba, which one?" "There are three. Which one?" "Sir, is that one?" Before he said Jesus is Lord, we were inside. And before he talked again, we were outside. "Say, shall we enter the others?" "Sir, it's okay. It's okay." "Say, are you sure you are human beings?" He surrendered his life to Jesus. Simply because some people left their comfort zone. Comfort zone. It will be a wonderful day when some of these our VI, Ikoyi, Lekki women and brothers, they will park their car in Obalindi and leave their driver inside. Then they will enter bus and stand at the front. Say, "I bring unto you the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. My car is over there. Not riding it because I want you to hear the gospel." That's also called leaving the comfort zone. When you leave that comfort zone, you can now learn how to depend on God completely. That time you spend outside the comfort zone gives God the opportunity to make you what he wants you to be. You cannot follow Jesus by remote control. I want you to understand this very well. When you are at a point in your journey where you just want to stay and build three tabernacles like Peter is saying, the demon of the comfort place has caught you. When you get to a point in your life and you are expressing some level of success and you want to stay put, the demon of the comfort places has caught you. The children of Israel, when they were coming out of Egypt, a time came when they arrived at Mount Horeb.
that mountain, fire was showing. Voices was coming out. Thunder. Ah. They said, ah, where do we have to go for? Let us stay here. Moses said, no, you must go. You can't stay here. What am I telling you tonight? God wants you to go beyond what is good today to your better. When you leave, when you sit in that comfort zone, there will be no breakthrough or limited breakthrough. No new level. No extraordinary achievement. The apostles made the same mistake. Jesus said to them, and ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be my disciples in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and uttermost part of the earth. But they sat down in Jerusalem. They refused to move. They loved the comfort zone of Jerusalem. And God was looking at them. After some time, God decided to scatter them. How did God start scattering? Herod took James and beheaded him. Everybody was shaking. Then before they could settle down, Herod had grabbed Peter and locked him up. They now started praying. That's their praying. When the angel released Peter from prison, Peter now realized that Jerusalem was no longer a place of blessing, that he had to move out. And as Peter moved out, the miraculous power of God followed him, and the gospel began to spread. All the apostles were scattered from Jerusalem. The Bible says all those that were scattered went abroad preaching the gospel, and God was with them to fulfill their words. Walking away from what you think is your security into location that God calls for your life means you're walking away from the comfort zone. And that comfort zone, if you don't develop and grow, God has many ways of shaking you out of the place. He may bring somebody who can perform that function better. And then they throw you to the back. Begin to complain. We have been there long. They are using us. I've been there long. But you were there, you refused to improve. You refused to rebrand your life. You refused to repackage. It is the same do re mi fa sol la ti do, you are singing. Do re mi fa sol la ti do, you are singing. Do re mi fa sol la ti do, you are singing. You have refused to rebrand. You don't know other notes to sing. Somebody came who could sing that and sing some more. Then they say, replace this one. But you have refused to rebrand yourself. You have refused to develop. Problem comes now. When we got to this site, those of you who were here then, you will remember I was telling you. Say, if you are in this place now, develop yourself. Develop yourself. If you don't develop yourself, God will bring people that will outshine you, and they will pack you aside. Because you refuse to rebrand yourself. Because you stayed in the comfort zone. You get the result of the little place you are staying. It's a tragedy to get to heaven and discover that you were more anointed than what you had performed. It's a tragedy to get to heaven and discover that you had better calling than you exhibited. It's a disaster to get to heaven and you find that you were a world changer, but you did not even change your village. It is easy to settle to just average. You could be gifted, but you are expressing the gift averagely. You are not stretching yourself. If you want your life to be a life of success, get out of that comfort zone. It's when you come out of your comfort zone, then you begin to experience breakthrough. In 1 Kings chapter 19, I think you should open to 1 Kings 19 and read the story of a man who tragically stayed in his comfort zone and see the blessing that he lost. The generational blessing that he threw away. 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. I read from verse 3. 1 Kings 19 from verse 3. And when he saw that, he arose. 19:3. And went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there.
But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He went a day's journey into the wilderness. Ahab was a servant of Elisha. When his master had trouble and had to... A servant of Elijah, sorry. When his servant had trouble and was going away, they got to a place called Beersheba. Elijah was headed for the wilderness where he was going to get his next mandate from God. The Bible says he left his servant there. Beersheba was the place where that servant terminated his own destiny. It was a place of comfort. It was a refreshing place. Contrary to the wilderness the man was going to. The name Beersheba means the seventh well, or the well of oath. Whatever is the true meaning, Beersheba had wells. It was a refreshing place. He left his servant there. And somebody may say, but it was him that left him there now. It was him that left him there. But remember, Elijah told Elisha, said, stay here. I'm going to Bethel. Said, no, I will follow you. Stay here. I'm going to Gilgal. Said, no, I will follow him. The man saw the comfort in Beersheba and sat down there. And that was the last we heard of him. He was the one who followed Elijah to that mountain where Elijah was calling down fire. That time, Elisha was nowhere to be found. If anybody was qualified to receive the double portion of the anointing, it was this servant. The fire that came from heaven, he saw it. The killing of the 850 prophets of darkness, he saw them. And when his master now began to flee, to run into the wilderness, when he got to Beersheba, the wells, the palm trees, the refreshing breeze, he stayed. And we never heard of him again. Then Elisha, that was not there when fire fell, that was not there when the prophets of Baal were being slaughtered, was now the person who got the double portion. The last had become the first. Simply because that prophet did not want to leave his comfort zone, not knowing where that wilderness will lead him to. Make up your mind here today to have the violent faith in God that you require to get out of that comfort zone. There was a woman in this church. She was sacked in the bank. And she was owing so much money. She took so much loans in the bank. She took so much loans in the bank. So by the time they terminated her and they removed all her loans, she didn't have one kobo left. That was 95. She came here and said, man of God, I need 2,000 naira. Just pray on this 2,000 naira for me. She did not sit down crying. What kind of life is this? Me that I used to dash people to 2,000 naira. I dash people 2 million, 1 million. 2,000 naira. She took the 2,000 naira. Said, Jew, pray on this money. I prayed and give it to her. I said, what do you want to do with this? It's small. He said, I prayed. That's what God said I should get. She started selling biscuits. Biscuits. Within 1 month or two, the woman that I gave 2,000 naira began to pay a tithe of 50,000 naira. She got out of her comfort zone by faith. That woman, a vice principal in a school, before the end of the month, she was broke. She was borrowing money from fellow teachers. One day she had this kind of message. She didn't sleep. She could not sleep. She got to my side praying. Said, Father, certainly my life is not supposed to be like this. What should I do that I may prosper? She prayed. And she heard the voice of the Holy Spirit. Said, daughter, what is that at the back of your house? Said, Lord, there is nothing at the back of your house. It's just marshy, swampy ground. The Lord said, daughter, use that land and begin to plant vegetables. Vegetable. Me with a master's in education. Say, I bind that voice in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit said, daughter, you cannot bind me. I'm the one talking here. She started planting vegetables. When she began to harvest the vegetables, It was as if the whole market was waiting for her. The blessing was so embarrassing that before she brought a vegetable to market, they wouldn't buy from other vegetable sellers until her own had finished. Within a year, this vice principal who used to borrow money built a house. I prophesy on the life of somebody here. Every rope tying you down to evil bus stop, I command the rope to break in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. The first key to get out is violent faith. Second key to get out is look beyond the obstacles and the obvious. Look beyond the obstacles and the obvious. Look beyond them. Look beyond the darkness to the light. And three, determine to get out of your comfort zone. And lastly, contest with the spirit of Beersheba, or the spirit of the three tabernacles. If that servant, that prophet servant, had told Elijah, please don't persuade me from following you. Wherever you go, I will go. I will follow you. Don't tell me to stop following you. It is his name we have been reading about today. Lost the generational blessing. He became unknown. He became anonymous. His name vanished from history. He stayed in his comfort zone. David Brainerd left his country to go and be ministry to the Indians at a time nobody was willing to go. At the age of 24 or so, Brainerd had died. But his life has left a pattern that no man can contest. Brainerd had so much trouble ministering to the Indians because of language barrier. There was a time the only person you could find who understood English and who can translate was a drunken man. Brainerd had to drag the drunken man to the crusade. The man was so drunk he cannot stand on his feet. But he understood English and was speaking the language. God still converted people using that association. Those of you who have read history, nobody will have known who they call Mary Slessor if she did not leave the comfort of England or wherever she came from and came to this place. If you have never traveled there, you won't know the contrast between life there and life here. Nobody will have known about David Livingstone if he didn't leave the comfort of that place and come here to minister. May God open your eyes. May God push you out of your limiting comfort zone. Rise up on your feet now. And all eyes closed. All eyes closed. Yes, you are here tonight. You are not born again. You have not surrendered your life to Jesus. Better do so now. By raising up your right hand where you are. And saying this after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you say that short prayer with me, immediately we close, find a way to the altar. You are going to open your mouth like fire and like thunder. You will pray this prayer with a loud voice. Power of comfort zone! Assigned to terminate my journey. In the name of Jesus, it is important to pray here tonight. Mopatia sitalaka. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my Father, deliver me from satanic comfort zone. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Let us share the grace in fellowship.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow all the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.